This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all that they like to talk about risk, mostly how to capitalize on it, Wall Streeters have a fairly buttoned-down sense of style. It's all blue and gray suits over white shirts for men. In particular, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York on Wall Street's peculiar fashion scene.
It's rush hour at New York's Grand Central, and there are waves of men in suits streaming through to catch their trains. A trained eye knows which are Wall Street guys.
How about this guy with the umbrella?
100% Wall Street. He has the suit, tie, the white shirt. It's the Brooks Brothers umbrella, so that's a $50 umbrella. I'm guessing that he's in some time of fixed income sales.
Raj Malhotra knows the type from his time as a Bank of America trader. Every suit looks a little different, but all fall within a narrow band of navy and gray. They obey the cardinal rule of Wall Street fashion: don't stick out. Bankers who wear fancier suits and ties than their bosses or clients might wreck their careers and will definitely get called out. The same goes for Wall Street's women, who wear flashy heels or jewelry too soon. New staffers often make mistakes.
This young guy came into work the first week of work. He was wearing these suspenders, these loud suspenders. He thought he was Gordon Gekko. He had this belt buckle with the letter F on it. Belt buckle shouldn't be, you're not riding a bull. You should, you want to look good, but you don't want to be over the top.
Wall Street's fashion hierarchy has long stifled stylish young men, but that's changing a bit. That doesn't mean straying from the norm of blue and gray wool. It's about sending little coded messages with custom details.
You will also choose the type of lining you want inside the suit. That lining can be a number of different colors.
Bill Welch is with Alton Lane, a custom tailor based in New York. The showroom has the air of a mini gentleman's club with a young client in mind. Big leather chairs, sports on the flat screen, and single malt scotch on offer. Welch taps an iPad to show all the other details clients can change, down to the color of the stitch on the buttonhole. Some get their name stitched above the inside pocket. Finance guys especially love to put other stuff there.
We've had a couple quotes recently from The Wolf of Wall Street, which are great. You know, Money Never Sleeps is one that's always been on there.
All these touches are subtle or hidden, except to the style conscious. They don't put a young banker at risk of getting mocked.
Within the finance world, people tend to be fairly direct. They may use some words that are probably not appropriate for the radio.
Alton Lane CEO Colin Hunter and a co-founder started the business after careers in private equity and consulting. He gets the Wall Street dress code and its blunt enforcement.
You won't be left guessing whether it's appropriate or not. You'll know very quickly.
His company is part of a new breed of suit shops. Custom suits traditionally cost thousands of dollars. Guys can spend that here, but Alton Lane also sells custom suits under $600, unheard of among old-school tailors. Sewing abroad and running a lean business lowers prices, which puts custom suits in reach of a lot more young bankers. They can now express their style quietly.
Your custom garment is your secret and has these little details about it that you can show when you want to, but isn't as loud or bold as one of those really bold patterned suits.
Custom clothes are also a draw because of a common problem on Wall Street: exploding elbows. Brendan O'Donnell, who has worked in risk management for 5 years, explains.
Guys in finance, I guess, for whatever reason, are a little bit more aggressive. If you make like a sudden movement, or you get agitated about something, or you lose your temper, or you get excited, a quick movement could mean you're going to blow out an elbow.
He tore through 10 pricey off-the-rack shirts. That's when he started getting clothes made to order at Windsor Custom, another new tailor popular among young Wall Street. He says the investment also pays off at the bar after work.
If you go in there and there's 10 guys with blue suits on that are off the rack, and you're that one guy with a perfectly tailored, funny lining suit, it's definitely a talking point with a lot of girls.
And that is next level Wall Street style, blending in enough not to anger the boss, but adding a secret touch of flair where it matters. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.